I'm talking about Sarah Fielding, an 18th century novelist who is much less well known than her brother Henry, author of Tom Jones. I'm speaking about really the need to celebrate her, why we ought to know about her, and what it is that made her into a writer, and things like that.
What are the most important things about Sarah Fielding that today's young people ought to know?
Well, I think it's good for young people to know that there are more books that are worth reading than the very few from each generation that are famous. If you think about it today, you wouldn't expect just one book to be worth reading published within 10 years. You'd expect more than that to be worth reading. So it's not all great names, and also for people to know that women were writing and were publishing in those days. I like to be chipping away at the idea of firsts, that we, if not in this century, then in the last century, have the first everything, which we don't. And Sarah Fielding is also extremely interesting in herself. She's not a cheerful writer. Somebody today was comparing her to Thomas Hardy, and that is a kind of disincentive. I don't think I'm going to talk about that very much. But she's immensely interesting, and every book she wrote is something new and different from what she'd written before.
So her books certainly deserve a place on your bookshelf.
They certainly do, yes. And in fact, a lot of them are being reprinted now. But the market envisaged, of course, is mostly a university market, and they tend to come with introductions which hopefully explain her nicely for the general reader as well as for the more academic reader. I mean, I think myself, anybody with a passionate interest in books should find her worth reading.
A fan of Jane Austen would find her rewarding too?
They certainly would. They'd find her a lot further away from us than Jane Austen, I think. It's a difference of several generations of human life and a good deal in human society and culture. I mean, I used to talk about BJA, before Jane Austen, at the point at which things become visibly much less modern to a modern reader. So I don't want to oversell her, because I could imagine people... I remember a friend of mine who got Finnegan's Wake out from the library. Well, that was a disaster. She's much, much easier and more instantly rewarding to read than Finnegan's Wake. But it's very important to know she was there, and it's worth giving it a go about reading her.